podcast, January 18th, 2022. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch.tv, Twitter, and Apple Podcast. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. Also, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and review. And also go to our website, thesportscast.net, thesportscast.net for the latest and greatest. Also, you could get our app, The Sportscast for iOS. You could go get it in the Apple App Store. So today's a special show. It is Tuesday, 2 days after Dallas Cowboys lost against the San Francisco 49ers, 23-17. It was probably one of the best games of the weekend, I would say. The other games were blowouts. The Bengals and Raiders weren't a blowout. It was a little bit closer, but it looked like the Bengals were leading the way. But this game, Cowboys was very close to potentially tie it or win it. But the 49ers came in strong from the start. Garoppolo showed up, which is usually not a good sign for the opponent. But anyways, we got a beloved Cowboys fan that wants to have his reaction because Cowboy fans are sad. If you guys saw it on TV, the cameramen were showing fans crying. They were hugging. They were like, it felt like the end of the world. And not just those, you know, four people, but other people around the globe that are huge Cowboys fans. Anyways, joining us today, Jeff Jishnak from Canada, a man that's known to be a Cowboy fan, maybe number one in Canada. Maybe in the world. Welcome to the Sportscast.
Not in the world. There are a lot of people in Texas. Thank you for having me. I wanted to do this. I wanted to have an intelligent conversation about the game, not the conversation most people have on Twitter, which is just throwing hate. Yes, for those of you that do follow me at Jeff Jishnak, you do know I did go offline on Sunday for a period of time. I do that every year. I do it twice a year. I do it after every Cowboy when our season ends, whether it's before or after. And I was not shy about, I said it to many people, if we lose, I will be offline. So the fact that, you know, and my phone almost vibrated off the table because you would not believe the tweets, the DMs, the text messages, the courier pigeons, every way of communicating with me, people were communicating with me about the game. And I just wanted to have a conversation about the game. Yes, we lost. Congratulations to the 49ers. Ray, co-host of Sports Talk 101. Congratulations. I just wanted to talk intelligently about the game. Santiago, questions for you. Can we agree that it is a team sport?
Yes, it is a team sport.
That's right. 22 players on the field, offense and defense, right? So it's a team sport. It's not tennis. It's not singles tennis. So it's right. Can we also agree, and I said this publicly, I believe I've said it on various shows on this network, one play at the end of a game does not make or break the game. You did not, if your kicker missed a 58-yard field goal at the end of the game, it's not his fault, the game. The kicker lost us the game. No. Can we agree to that?
Correct. Yeah, there's a lot of different variables. Correct. Happened during the game.
Exactly. Can we also agree there is a difference between a bad play call versus execution? For example, the Super Bowl a number of years ago, Seattle had the ball, fourth down, on the 1 or 2 yard line against Patriots. Everyone's like, run it to Marshawn. They didn't. They passed, and it got intercepted. Brady won his 50th, ring at that point, right? Again, people like, no, it was a good call. They had bunched up. The right call was made to pass. Was it good? It was a right play call. It was bad execution. Could they have done another read? Could they have done, right? So there is a difference between a bad play call and the execution of the play call. For example, in that game, we called a hook and ladder early on, and Wilson missed. He completely missed Pollard. Pollard had caught that. Who knows where he would still been running down, right? Again, that good play call, bad execution. We called a fake punt. If the punter had missed it, everybody would have been up in arms. But he made it. It was a good call. The call was good in the situation. It comes down to execution. Same thing with kicking field goals. They always talk about, is it a good operation? The snap, the hold, the kick, right? One of those go wrong, right? So you can't say, oh my God, that was a bad call to kick the field goal. Can we also agree, and maybe I'm old, maybe this, can we forget this analytics crap? I'm sorry, I'm old. I will always take points. You know, the young people will go, oh, but the analytics say you should go forward on that. Shut up. Take the points. Early on, they the 49ers had fourth and something. They elected to kick the field goal, right? Now, would I have wanted them to go for it and not make it, not get the points as a fan? Sure. But in a sport, right, take the points. How many times this year, and somebody in the chat, fact check me, somebody, how many times did someone like Baltimore go for it, not make it, not have that 3 points in their pocket? Now they're down by four. Whereas if they had kicked the field goal, yes, I know there's a lot of other play, a lot of other stuff, right, in play. But again, never give up points. Anytime I have a chance to take points, I will take points. Okay, again, that's a 40, that's what the 49ers did, right? I got a lot of text messages going, dude, you're down by 16. Why are you kicking a field goal? Because you don't know, you don't understand the sport, was my response. So they're down by 16. They kick a field goal. They're down by 13. Oh, what happened? Garoppolo throws an interception. Oh, dear. Now, if we had come back and won the game, did they lose the game on that play? Did Garoppolo lose? Garoppolo, that would have been the reason. Garoppolo would have lost. Yeah,
that would have been the reason, correct.
That would have been the reason because Garoppolo threw that interception in the
Cowboys
quarter.
Didn't capitalize.
But if they did, and scored, that entire game would have been lost because of that play. Is that what you're telling me? That one play?
It would have been a talk in town, of course, like we said earlier. There's other plays out there that could
exactly surmount it. The Raider game, yes, there was that whistle. Did the players hear the whistle? Did the Raiders players stop? Was there some, should it have been redone? Sure. Was the, you know, a lot of stuff going on about that Raider, that touchdown, blah, blah. But again, that was in the second quarter. You still had two more quarters of football. What happened? Why did you not score? Again, one play, series of plays, right? It's the whole package, right? All right. So let's address the elephant in the room. 14 seconds left. Now, Twitter was full of armchair coaches going, like Romo. Again, I've said this on many times on this network. One play at the end of the game doesn't lose you the game, right? And I asked the question early on, was it Dak's fault that we lost that first game to Tampa Bay? It was a loss. Was it Dak's fault? No, we scored. They had a minute and whatever, and they marched down and scored. But is that everyone likes it? Oh, Tony Romo couldn't do it. Tony Romo kept losing games. Most of the time, Tony Romo was even on the field when that happened. But again, Dak's fault? Okay, fine. All right, so Twitter full of armchair coaches going, bad call. I, not one, and if there is one, please send it to me. Not, because I've asked, and people go, Dak is dumb. Fire Dak. I asked a question. I asked the question of anybody listening, any host on the network. 14 seconds left. You're on the 40-yard line. What is the play? What do you call? Now, was that a bad call? Again, bad call, bad execution. Should he have gone down sooner? Maybe. Should he have handed the ball to the ref, not the center? You know the rule. They're all professionals. They should know the rule. If they didn't practice that exact scenario throughout the season, if they forgot, if they got caught up in the moment, sure. But was it a bad call? Again, where was the defenders? They had corners and safeties along the sidelines. So because someone tweeted me or someone texted me and said, well, they should have thrown to the sidelines. There were people there that would have been picked off. It would have been knocked down. What do you do? Ooh, I don't know football. So again, I want somebody to give me what would you have done in that situation? Whatever down it was, it doesn't matter if it's down, right? 14 seconds, you're on the 40. Their corners are covering the sidelines. Because even Romo and the announcers on the previous plays, they're like, nobody's watching the sidelines. They're just going to the sidelines. Then he says, oh, look, now they're guarding the sidelines when there's 14 seconds left. Go back to the recording, go back to the audio, and you'll hear it. So what nobody will tell me is all they want to do is throw hate at Dak. Fine. Again, I thought it was a good play call. Get a little closer. So you, again, you can make that Hail Mary. Get 1 or 2 seconds left so you can make that Hail Mary. The line was not doing a good job, a good enough job of protecting him. Even Cheetah takes time to get down the field. He needed time during the game. He didn't have as much time. He was under pressure. You know, even that throw to Wilson that down at the 10, if he had another half a second, probably could have hit it. Maybe, maybe not. So again, given all of the things that had gone on, now everyone's going, Dak lost the game. Really? What about the plays before when they did that little end around? They could have they missed several tackles. They could have got him out of bounds with, and there still would have been 40, 50 seconds, a little bit more time. But instead it was that play, it got reviewed, then there was the penalty, and then they had the punt. And but again, if the defense had knocked him out sooner, again, it's not one play. That play did not lose him the game. Now, did the penalties kill us? Abso-freaking-lutely. We stopped them on third down near the end. Randy Gregory is picking up and slamming a lineman to the ground. Why? Now, was there a lot of talk going on during that? I don't know. I wasn't there. I'm not listening to all of the talk. Was there frustration? Probably, right? But again, he wasn't the ball carrier. He was a lineman. 15 yards, now they keep going instead of them punting the ball to us, right? 14 penalties. You will never win a game with that many penalties, right? Big play to CeeDee, 32 yards. Holding, number 52. Now, instead of it being first down in their zone, now we're first and 20 from our 10, right? So again, not saying that, and again, I'm not even blaming the refs. You can argue that play at the end, the back judge was 15 yards, but in the 2 minutes he's supposed to be up. Regardless, the penalty they called were legit. There was no questionable calls. They were all right. Is that the coaching? Is that discipline? You can coach a guy so much, Santiago, but ultimately they're a professional. You know, Randy, okay, you're nervous in your first, one, you do that encroachment, but he did three friggin' encroachments, right? Connor Williams holding two or three holding calls a day. Even Tyron Smith, perennial all-pro, gave up a sack, which he's done, what, three in his entire career? So again, is it all Dak's fault? Because you're the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, so-called America's team? Sure. If that's you want to look at it with those narrow eyes, sure. Blame Dak because you called a running play with 14. Again, everybody says that. Nobody has said what play would they call.
Now
I'm gonna take a drink.
Okay. Yeah. So you discussed Dak, which is like the biggest point of this past weekend's game. You talked about the penalties. Let's go into the running game. A lot of buzz in the chat about the running game, about Dak.
Yeah.
Dak was playing injured, I heard, and not giving the ball too much to Tony Pollard, which I believe he was healthier. The running game wasn't all there. Jeff, give me your points on that.
And we gave up a lot of running plays. We gave up a lot of yards in rushing to San Francisco. Kudos to them, right? They lost Nick Bosa, and they lost the other guy whose name is escaping me at the moment. Too much snow shoveling here in Canada. but they lost two of their, we lost Bosa. All righty then. Didn't matter. They were still coming. They were still getting at us. Our line wasn't protecting. If your line wasn't doing as good a job, no. Could we have played Tony more? Maybe. But there are packages. There are plays. Again, we're not
Zeke had 31 yards of rushing. So I want to get that to tell the audience.
He did. Yeah. Could he have rushed more? Again, your rushing is only good as your offensive line. If your line isn't making holes, if there's some, or their defensive line is playing a lot better, right? Again, rushing yards, you could point to that. Is the fact that Zeke only had 31 yards and our line wasn't holding up, is that Dak's fault? All those penalties, is that all Dak's fault? Did he encroach all those times? Again, if you're going to look at one play, and if you say one play makes or breaks, like you even said, if we had won, it all would have been Garoppolo's fault because of that one interception. You even said that. If you're the quarterback and everything, all wins and losses were together, if offense, defense, or special teams is your fault, okay, so be.
Okay, we talked about the rushing, we talked about the penalties, and Dak. Let's go into the coaching, Mike McCarthy. Your thoughts over his management over this game?
A lot of people who don't know football or think they know, let me put this, there are a lot of fans that question, and even some professionals. I'm not even going to yap about Stephen A. Smith. And, you know, there are some professionals that talk about his time management and his mismanagement. But given the situation, given being there live, it's easy for us to be sitting here as old fat guys with a beer in our hand going, they should have done. But again, it's different when you're on the sidelines. There's a lot of information coming at you. The refs are squawking. Your people are squawking. The headset's squawking. And you got to make a decision. And it's hard for anybody, right? How many coaches? The Texans fired their coach, one and done. San Francisco fired their coach a couple of years ago, one and done. Like, come on. Just because you got to give them some time, right? Is Mike McCarthy the right guy at this time? I believe so. Should we have won based on all of that talent we have on offense? Yes, we didn't have Michael Gallup. Would he have made a difference? You know, we lose a little bit going to Wilson. But again, we have a lot of talent on that offense. Line, running back, right? Number of things was a failure. Is that all Dak's fault? If that's the way you want to think that, because he rushed for it with 14 seconds left and that's all you want to, that's your narrative? Okay.
So moving forward, you know, should Mike McCarthy stay at the helm? And also, what other changes would you make to make this a stronger Cowboys team for next season?
So a lot of people, although I was not on Twitter, technically I was on Twitter. A lot of people were squawking because the Raiders fired Mike Mayock. They got to the postseason for the first time since 2016, and they got to the postseason. Was that, you know, now is it his bad drafting that, you know, my son even said to me, is it his fault that you know all his draft picks end up in jail? Could be. If you don't, you know, if you don't know the character of the guy, if you don't work with the guy and you let him go off and, you know, kill people, as sad as that is, is Rich Bisaccia going to stay? I thought he might have given a shot at the head coaching job. I'm going to answer your question in a second. But now if there's going to be a new GM, possibly not. You know, they may go a different route. Mike McCarthy, last year was a bad year. We thought we lost Dak. I think if we had Dak, we'd win the division last year. But because we had just rotating quarterbacks, so give him a pass for this year. We were 12-5 this year. You know, yes, we were one and done. That seems to be our thing. We've done it for 25 straight years or whatever the number is. Actually, that's not true because we did beat Detroit a couple of years ago, but whatever. Are we one and done in the playoffs? Maybe. Is Mike McCarthy the guy for now? Again, people won't answer the question because they can't. Well, then if not Mike, who are you going to bring in? Who? Right?
Let me name these.
We may end up having... But are they any better or worse? Right? Why, you know, you're going to bring a guy...
Jim Harbaugh?
I don't know. Would he come and coach the Cowboys?
That's a good question.
Would he, you know.
He was a 49er.
Doug
Peterson?
On the 49ers, he's not there now. What was his name? Ken, someone in the chat helped me. Ken, he won Super Bowls for Dallas, and he was coaching the 49ers a number of years ago. Not Ken Jennings. Ken Norton Jr., right? Former Cowboy, also was, right? So, Doug Peterson, again, is that an incremental? Are you making a change just to make a change? Did he do a bad job? No. Did he motivate his team? How much of that? You know, our defense, heck, lights out better than last year. Last year, we had the 32nd worst defense in the league. There are only 32 teams in the league. This year, I don't know where we're at. We, you know, played well, right? Sure, you can argue and say that Diggs, yes, he led the league in interceptions, but he also led the league in giving up the most yards. Again, take chances. It's, you're either going to pay off, get big payoffs, or big disappointment, right? So, you know, should they get rid of Mike McCarthy after year two? First year was a COVID year. There was all, it was all, in, it was not, it was all virtual meetings. I give him a pass, right? So this was his first year. Did okay. Yeah, we can't beat a team. Yeah, I know the narrative. I see it in my texts all the time. We can't beat a team with a winning record. Blah, blah, blah. There are people who will just hate the Cowboys and will always root against us. I have friends like that. I have friends going, it's going to be the Eagles versus Green Bay. And then the first Eagles go, I told you it was going to be, Tampa. No, no, no. I have a text, right? I have a message right here from you. Look, there it is. You said Eagles. You picked the Eagles. Well, I hate Tampa Bay, so I picked the Eagles. But, you know, no, you picked them. You hate the Bills, so you picked the Patriots. You can't go, I was 2-0. I picked them. No, you didn't pick the Bills, David. Speaking to you, David. So there are people who hate certain teams, Cowboys, Tom Brady, Patriots, and they'll just pick against them. But if you look at skill set, you know, I said to him, beginning of the year, I said, this is Mayock's last year. Mayock will be gone. Gruden will be gone. And he goes, you don't know anything. So I sent them the text message last night. I sent them the text message and said, here's my text message that I sent you, because I copy and paste everything because I know it's going to come back to me. I said, I sent you saying he will be gone at the end of the year. Oh my God, who was right? Because he's just not drafting. He took a third round guy with a third round grade as your number one pick. You draft a guy. Anyways, yes, Mike McCarthy deserves a couple more years. I'm not a fan. Look what Detroit's doing with Dan Campbell. They're not getting rid of him because Detroit, you know, stunk it up. The players are playing hard. Give him a few years. You've got to give him a few years, right? Give David in Houston. Give him a chance. You can't just be one and done. I disagree. But I know we are a win now league. If you don't win now, you're gone. I understand that. I don't believe in it.
Not for long. Yeah, it's quite a trend. But I do think Jerry Jones will probably keep Mike McCarthy. But he did say this year is Super Bowl or bust. He did say that this year, right?
He says that every year.
Okay, there you go. Every year. Big trend in the chat. They're saying that Dak and Elliott are overpaid and they're not doing their job. They're not living up to the moment during these big games.
Again, a lot of other factors go into that. If you're only looking at, I believe there's a host of a show that just looks at numbers, doesn't look at, you know, how many people in the chat did you see Zeke's when he blocked two players at the same time? That's not on any stat sheet. Zero on any stat sheet. But again, if you go, oh, a running back job is to run the ball and just run the ball, and he only had 31 yards. If that's your metric, if you are single focused on a single metric and you don't look at entire job, is your job description at work to do one thing? No, you probably have three or four things. One or two things maybe you do well. Maybe there's a couple of things that not as well, but you still part of your job description and you still do them. Blocking is a key part of a running back's job. His job is not just to run the ball. Okay, what happened to the Colts? What happened to their number one league running back, Jonathan Taylor?
They got stopped by the Jaguars.
What happened?
They got stopped by the Jaguars.
What happened? Exactly. So when they go, when I hear people go, oh, they're going to do this, that's why we play. I go, why are we playing the game then? If everybody, you guys all crowned Tampa Bay the Super Bowl winners, and I said number of times on this network, why are we playing the games then? If you guys have all declared them the winner, why? Any given week, a team can win. Jacksonville, Colts had one job, win and they're in. What did they do?
They lost.
What happened to Jonathan Taylor? Greatest, big, best running back this year. Probably won. How many people won fantasy leagues?
Because of him or Cooper Kupp, yeah.
Exactly.
That was a formula to win this year.
Right.
Fantasy so, people.
You know, and I know players have come out and said, I don't give a crap about your fantasy league. So a running back's job is not to just run. Dak would have been killed, but Zeke block two players at the same time. I can't remember the result of the play, if it was a completion, incompletion, throw out of bounds. I don't remember what happened but on that particular play. But I was like, hey, look, and you know, look at that, a running back doing his job. Oh, yeah, his job is only to run the ball. That's all a running back is supposed to do. So are they overpaid? Was Dak injured? Could Dak is a great leader. Did you hear what he said to the team?
I did not hear what he said afterwards, no.
I don't know if he said this before or after the game, but he went to every player and he said, give me $500 for the practice squad guys, because they don't make as much for a playoff game as we do. That's the kind of leader he is. He went to every player, got money from every player to then put in a pool for the practice squad guys who practice probably just as hard, but just don't quite make it to the roster for a game. Maybe they do one or two games. Maybe they don't. They're developmental players, whatever. They don't make the same pay. That's the kind of leader I want. There is more to being a leader and earning your money than just play on the field. That is important too, right? Could he have made some better throws? Sure. Should the line have protected him and given him a sack? He was running around a bunch, right? So there are a lot of factors that lead into that. Again, it's an intelligent discussion. It's not just we're going to hate on Dak because we want to hate on the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
Let's flip the coin a bit on the San Francisco 49ers. What do you think about them? Do you think they have a chance to go deep, or the buck stops in Green Bay for them?
Aren't they playing Tampa?
No, they're going to Green Bay, San Francisco 49ers.
Okay. Oh, right, that's Saturday's game. You are correct. Sorry. Rams are going to shoot the thingy.
Yeah, they're going to Tampa.
I don't know the status. Perhaps Sports Talk 101 Tuesdays at 10 on this network. Ray Sherrod fill us in on the status of Bosa and the other player who went out, whose name escapes me. What is their
Fred
status?
Fred Warner,
thank you very much. Thank you, chat. Step up. like to know their status. Tristan Wirst looked a little worst for wear. See what I did there? On their Tampa Bay game.
He's wearing a boot today. I mean, this week at least.
So I think there's a number of factors. I think if he isn't 100% and or doesn't play, I think they had two injuries on the offensive line. The other one, I'm not a Tampa Bay guy. I don't know all of their players. Forgive me. But I believe him and there was somebody else that got that was injured or in and out as well. So if they can't fix the line, and if Bosa and Warner are back, and I don't know the status of either. It could be a long day for Tom. That's all, it could be a long day for Tom. 49ers have a good running game. So we'll have to see if they can put the pieces in place. So what do I keep saying? For Aaron, it's going to be a big, all right, they're playing Green Bay. Why am I even talking about that? Never mind. Do I think they can, it's going to be hard for them to go into Green Bay. don't know the weather. They come from a warmer climate. I don't know how they're going to do the weather change. They have a good running game. So we'll have to see. We'll also have to see, again, if Bosa and Warner can get pressure on Aaron, although I don't think it really matters. I think it's going to be closer than people think. What's the line? Anybody got the line? I think it's, I want to say, what, 4.5?
I would say definitely the Packers are favored. Can't beat that.
No, is it 4.5? Did I read 4.5?
Let me pull that up on the Google search engine here.
Did I see a tweet? I don't know. No, I wasn't on Twitter. I was still on Twitter.
5.5 points.
How many? 5. Okay.
5.5. Yep.
5.5. Okay. Maybe it started at 4.5. Maybe that's what I saw yesterday. 5.5 now, depending on. Yeah, I think it's going to be close. I think it will be within a score. I think it will be within a score. I think Aaron will work some sort of magic at the end of the game if it's close. I think San Fran has to come out early and get a big lead. I think they got to come out early and score big. I think because I think Aaron You know, I think, I don't know what the weather's supposed to be like in Green Bay. I don't know if it's going to be like it was in Buffalo the other night. Being an hour from Buffalo, we had a lot of the same wind chills, so I knew how cold it was in Buffalo that night.
Ain't going to be pretty in Green Bay either way.
No. I don't know if there's snow. I don't know if the 49ers are built for that. Green Bay, the Bills, they're Kansas City. They're built for the inclement weather because they play and practice in it.
Playoff weather, yep, which is right on Saturday night at 8:15 in Green Bay. So
cold Saturday night in the frozen tundra. I think if they can get out, big. And I guess the other question is, what happens to Garoppolo? Does he stay? Is he, you know, is he just padding his resume now saying, look what I'm doing, and end up in Denver, or who needs a quarterback? Carolina? Or I just kind of working on a mock draft, and I've got 5 quarterbacks going in the first round. And, you know, one of my Twitter buddies going, they tell me it's a bad quarterback year. Well, teams need quarterbacks. So,
yeah, and it's become a quarterback league. So we'll definitely, Ray says Jimmy G is hurt right now.
Wasn't he hurt Sunday?
I think he was. I think he was ready.
You know, he's hurt. Got that. He's got that.
Yeah, but he's playing for a contract right now. So,
yeah, I think that trumps. I think that trumps. Hurtness. You know, he was hurt on Sunday. He was still making. He missed some throws. Granted, thank you. But he also made some throws. And he's playing. Is he playing for a contract in San Francisco? Is he playing for another team? If he takes the San Francisco to the Super Bowl, do they just go, okay, bye?
He has to win it, I believe.
Oh, he has to win it in order to keep his job in San Francisco? Otherwise, he's out? All right.
I'm not 100% sure.
All right. Well, again, it's a business. He may then, if he wins the Super Bowl, he may want a lot of money, and they just might go, no, we got a guy. We got a kid. We got Trey. We drafted Trey. So, okay, bye, Jimmy. Take your Super Bowl ring and go elsewhere.
Well, there you have it. Jeff Jeznak's reaction with the Cowboys versus San Francisco 49ers game. Last night, the Rams defeated the Cardinals 34-11.
I thought that was going to be a lot closer than it was.
Yeah. And Rams
Kansas
are going
to Kansas City won. Kansas City Bills, that is going – I thought that was going to be the AFC Championship game. That was my prediction.
Yeah, which was last year's AFC Championship game. And now they're going at it. But this year will be closer because last year the Chiefs blew them out.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. This weekend will be the NFL divisional playoffs. Tomorrow we'll have a big show. We have Victor tomorrow. Ooh. And perhaps Aaron coming in tomorrow. Maybe Jeff might come in. We'll see. And, of course, Joey Bag of Donuts.
On a Wednesday?
On a Wednesday evening to preview the NFL divisional playoffs. So we'll see what happens. But the Cowboys will live long. The number one club that makes the most revenue in the world still stands.
I do want to address some tweets that I saw directed at me. I will always be a fan. I will never, if we're 1-and-done, if we go 0-16, 0-17, I guess now, does not matter. I will always rep the team. I was there when, you know, in 1989, when we had one win. I was there in the 90s when we were winning Super Bowls. You know, just look at the Chicago Cubs. How many years did they go before winning a championship?
Over 50, 60 years, I believe.
I was over 100, close to 100, wasn't it? The Cubs, before they finally won one, was around 100, 101, 102.
100, yeah.
Or fact, someone in the chat, fact, check us on that. But again, and what, it's been 25 for us? 75 more years to go. Will I see one in my lifetime? I'm hopeful. Next year, Raymond, next year is our year.
You heard 26 years since the Cowboys have won their last Super Bowl. Jeff, will you keep – okay. Lastly, what is the best way to reach you? And will you keep your Twitter on, or are you going to turn it off for a few more weeks? Or what's the
plan? Twitter's back. Twitter's back. I messaged you today. I go offline for a day or two, just like my boy Cameron Magruder. He goes offline for 24 hours. I just need time to decompress, look at the whole scope of work, and now I'm back to talk intelligently about the game. Again, anyone in the chat, 14 seconds left, players guarding the sidelines. I want to know your play. Draw it up. Send it to me. You can tweet me at Jeff Janak. I want to know what play you're calling because you don't like what we did or you don't like the execution. I'm not sure. You didn't like it. I want you. I want to know what play you're calling with 14 seconds left on the 40-yard line, receivers or safeties and corners covering the sidelines. Only thing open is the open field. I want to know. I've asked many people. That sucks. That's the answer I get. I never get a reply to what play you're calling. I challenge everybody watching this to tweet me what play you're calling.
And that could become an NFL documentary. What happened? Anyways, these shows have become a little bit more therapeutic more than anything, but it is a sports show at the end of the day. You can reach us at the Sportscast One on Twitter, thesportscast.net on our website, and also on Instagram, the Sportscast One. Tomorrow's the big show. We have Victor coming on. Victor, his theory is the ownership. He thinks the ownership has a lot to do with his loss more than anything, which we didn't talk about Jerry Jones much in the show. But maybe next time, maybe Jeff needs to.
So, question for Victor, you can ask him tomorrow night. How many penalties did the ownership have?
That's a good question.
you know, okay, all those offsides, was it on Dak? All those encroachments, was that on Dak? At these are professional players. Did Dak pick up that offensive lineman and slam him to the ground, causing a penalty, causing them to keep the drive alive? Again, people blame ownership, people blame coaches, but at the end of the day, there is a human trying, he has to do his job. Belichick always said, do your job. And they did not do their job.
That's very true. Do their job. In the words of Bill Belichick. There you have it.
Is it Jerry's fault? Was Jerry over there causing the penalties? Again, tweet me. Tell me intelligently, not that you just because you hate the Cowboys or you hate Jerry Jones or you hate Dak. I don't want hate. I want an intelligent answer.
Well, there you have it. Jeff Tishnag, Dallas Cowboys. All the NFC East teams are out.
Next year. I'm here stating it right now. Next year is our year.
And this was your update.